Holy Spirit, I thank you for this time. I pray that you would have your way. I yield myself to you. That you would help me speak and say what it is you want to say. And that as I speak, chains are broken. Your people are set free. The things that bound them no longer bind them. The things that cause them to be slaves and not sons are lifted as I speak. Because your power works through me. I give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. We started a series last
Sunday.
The Spirit of Prayer. And I'm going to continue in that. And last week I talked about us being sons. And today I'm going to talk about us being sons. Amen.
Amina.
The more I understand how big it is, and the more I understand that if we get this revelation, we cannot stay the same. And by get this revelation, I don't mean know it in your head. Because that's not revelation. That's you getting knowledge. When something is revealed to you, it begins to work in your life. You bear the fruit of that revelation. So anything that you know that is not working in your life, it's not revelation. Amen? It's just knowledge. And you need to get that knowledge out of the realm of knowledge into the realm of revelation. So today I'm going to give you what is revelation to me. But you need to make it revelation to you. Let it not stay as knowledge. Let's open our Bibles. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 15. We read it last week. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Amen. "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." So, I'm not going to deal with part B of this scripture. I'm going to deal with part A. Maybe next Sunday I will deal with part B. So part A says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." So led. We talked about that last Sunday a bit. The Holy Spirit is a leader. Many of us, when we hear that the Holy Spirit is our helper, we think we are the leader. He is the... Right? We lead him, we tell him, "Help me here, help me here, now do this." We think that we are the ones leading him. But the scripture says those who are led, meaning he is the leader, we are the ones following him. It is just that he is such a gentleman. He comforts, when he says he is our comforter, he comforts us by leading us. He leads us to the word of God that comforts us. He teaches us by leading us. He helps us by leading us. He is the true definition of a servant leader. He serves us as he leads us. So it says those who are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons So like I said last Sunday, if you're not led, then you're not a son. What are you? A slave. You are either a son or a slave. There's no in between. I know last week I said children. I was being nice. I was speaking to babies. Now, you, after eating last Sunday's food, you are your sons, right? So now you can hear that you're either a son or... If you're not a son, you are a slave. There's no in between. Amen? And today I'm going to explain... What's the difference between a son and a slave? Because we have so many sons that are slaves. Because they don't know they are sons. Or even if, remember, we have been adopted, right? So some of us were slaves where we were. And we came with a slave mentality. And we don't know how to be sons. So even in the palace, we remain slaves. And today, we are transitioning from slaves to sons. Let's read John chapter 21, verse 18 to 19. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and walked wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and arms, and someone else will dress you and carry you where you do not wish to go. Now he said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, follow me. Walk the same path of life that I have walked. Many years ago when I read this scripture, I thought they were explaining the physical age. That when someone is young, they do whatever they want. But when they are old, and they can't work, and they can't do things on their own, their children come and tell them what to do. Now let me explain what this means. When you're young, like Shane gets away with so many things. He cries for no reason, and I'll pick him up and carry him. I'll try and make sure I give him everything he needs, as long as it won't harm him. He wants to breastfeed every 5 minutes, it's okay. Every 5 minutes, here you go. He wants to play in water for as long as he's not drowning, it is okay. Right? Whatever he wants to do at this age, as long as it's not killing him, I let him do it. And he gets away with it. He doesn't make his bed. He doesn't change his diaper. He doesn't bathe himself. But when it is 7 o'clock, and he has not bathed, he will cry and cause a scene, and I have to run home and make sure he has bathed and he has been put to bed. Right? A child. He gets whatever he wants. But I had Auntie Rachel telling him the other day,
do those things now. Throw your tantrums now because we know who your mother is.
When you grow up, those things you're doing, you won't be able to do. And it is true. There is an age he will reach, and he will have to be led by me. that if I tell him you're not going to play, he won't play. Even if that's what he wants. That when I tell him it's time for you to sleep, he will have to sleep. Even when he doesn't want to do it, I will lead him. Then there will come a time when he grows even older and my expectation is that he will have to be led by the Holy Spirit. This is the one they are talking about. That when we are led by the Holy Spirit, when we have matured, we will put our hands out and we will say, take us where you want us to go. Because we understand the mandate on our lives. That's what Christ did. He said, I wish that this cup would pass by me. But because I am a son and I am led, not my will, but yours be done. Now, this scripture that we read, it was right after Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
Peter, don't you own Jagala?
And he said, yes, I love you. Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Yes. Feed my sheep. So do immature people feed sheep? So that means when Jesus was saying, was telling him, he was talking to a mature person.
There will come
a time when you have to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. But we are sons, right? So this is how he said it.
But we are choked.
This was to indicate the kind of death.
Kino chaba okusobola kubanga kiragana okwoleka engeri yokufa.
Do you know when you're a son in the palace, there are things you have to die to?
Bobango oli mulubiri oyina ebintu byolina okubanga ofa gye biri.
When we look at a prince, can they come and do anything? Can he do whatever he wants? When we look at the president's son,
president.
Can they go wherever they want? They have to first tell security who has to first go here and go there. They have to vet. Is this going to... You cannot just wake up and say, I want to go to the market. No. There is someone to go to there. Because the market is the slave job. Remember, sons and... There are jobs for the sons and there are jobs for the... There are things they don't expect the son to be doing. In fact, when they find the son in a certain place, that's when they take pictures and say, what was this one doing here? You understand? Because there is a certain job the son does. So there is a death the son has to do to self. For the sake of the kingdom. God said, Jesus said, I am indicating the kind of death you have to die to glorify God. There is a death here on earth as sons that we have to die to glorify God. There are things we cannot do. All things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. God has given us the liberty to do anything. You're the son of a king, right? You can do anything. If you woke up and said, I want to eat cafe javas every day from today, lunch, supper, it will be done. But is it beneficial? The economy can allow. We can buy for you every... Kingdom, we have money. Right? But is it beneficial? Who is it helping? If anything, it is killing you. You know why? Because the more you eat, the more you grow fat,
And then you cannot do the work of the kingdom. When it's time to go to war, you'll be like David and you stay behind. And then what happened when he stayed behind? When there was Bathsheba. Then, because you were in the wrong place. So as sons, there are things we have to die to that slaves won't. You refuse to give slaves food. You'll see all the doctors striking. You'll see all the strikes. You see all the strikes. But we don't get paid. You didn't pay us on time. Slaves. Because as a son, I understand that my salary is not what sustains me. So I am doing the job not for the salary. I am doing the job for the purpose. But when I join the strike, then I have said that this job then I position myself as a fighting for human rights. Thank you, fight. But be fighting for someone else is not your own. Because you have an inheritance. Slaves transact. They say, how much will you pay me? If you don't pay me enough, I won't do this job. Because they feel that their money is what defines them. But a son, a son will do it for free because he understands that he has an inheritance. This job I'm doing is not what feeds me. Are we together? Do you understand the difference? I'm not saying don't work. We have to work, but with purpose, because we are sons. The work is not what defines us. The work is not what sustains us. We need to come to a point where even when that work is not there, we know that we are sustained because our sufficiency is not in that salary. It is in me knowing I am a son. And that if this job ends, a bigger one opens the next day because I understand who I am. You get a prince. If this country refuses to sign a treaty with them, they go to another country. They say, you've refused. Let me get a stronger nation. Come. Because they understand who they are. You can't say no to them. So if you say no to them, it is to your peril that you say no. But a slave will say, Bambi, let's negotiate. Katinyongeza. Because if you pay me this, then I can only come for 5 hours. And many Christians are living as slaves. While I was doing this, the Holy Spirit was teaching me. Slaves and servants are the same thing. Different name, same thing. The only difference is the bond servant. The bond servant is in Christ. That's different. You're not looking at what you're going to be paid. Amen? So, slaves transact. But sons, they don't. They have an inheritance. And we need to stop transacting as Christians in the name of Jesus. The enemy has come and he's transacting with us. You've been praying for marriage. You've been praying to get married. And the enemy comes and says, you can't handle. So now let me give you this man, This one, you marry this one. He's not Christian. But he has money. And he'll let you go to church, by the way. He won't fight you. You'll have a nice car, nice clothes. You come. And you transact. You sign the contract and say, yeah. Because you don't understand that you're a son. That was for the ladies. Then for the guy. But you see now this one. She's very beautiful. Her futures are the ones you asked for. She doesn't know how to pray well or well. But she only goes to church on Christmas.
Kanisa ku Christmas.
But she can cook food. Oh, man, I've been eating chikomando for how long?
Eh?
It is well. Sign the contract. Because there was this other Christian girl I saw. She can't even cook water. We shall deal with the Christians who can't cook. But that is another service. The one who is kusiriza water, mundete. We shall deal with her. But okay, can we stop transacting with the devil? If I give you this job, I will give you this job. It will pay you 30 million a month. All I need you to do is go on a date with this man. And you say, it is only one night. Afterwards, I don't have to see him. In fact, that day, I will drink myself stupid so that I won't understand it. But you don't know you've traded destinies. Transacting. We are slaves when we transact. We can laugh at it now, but it's not funny. When you wake up and what you could have been, you traded it for a morsel of soup. So death is what is going to separate the sons and the servants. Because slaves won't die for the kingdom. They won't. Anything that is going to give them pain without a benefit. And we have this culture in Uganda.
How do I benefit?
Me being your friend, how does it help me? Slave mentality. Because a son doesn't think like that. A son thinks, me being your friend, how will it help you? We have become comfortable. How will it help me? We choose jobs based on who is going to give us the biggest package. We don't ask what the kingdom wants. We ask, are you giving me medical?
Do
you give me a car? Fuel? What are my benefits? This is the job I will take. Because it gives me more. But purpose, zero. But we are sons. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. I'm going slowly because I want us to understand this. I want that our next decision tomorrow will be a son decision. Not a slave decision. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. It says, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. We know when this happened, right? Jesus was baptized. And God said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. When you read Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, then Jesus was led. What did we say about people who are led by the Spirit? They are sons. So, it says Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Right? 40 days, 40 nights he fasted. After he fasted, the enemy comes. What does he say? Chapter 4, verse 3. If you are the son of God, how many of us know he had already proved he was the son of God? He was baptized, and the voice from heaven said, this is, he was led by the Spirit. spirit, and we know that those who are led are. Who remembers the Garden of Eden? Did God really say that you shall not eat of this fruit? The devil's tactics are the same. He takes what you already are and he begins to question it. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Now let me ask, what have stones turning into bread got to do with me being a son? Turning stones into bread. Has something to do with me being hungry and eating. It has nothing to do with whether I am a son or not. But remember, we said a son has to die a certain death. So Jesus was dying to the power of food by fasting. And that is why when they asked if you are the son, he said, the son shall not live by bread alone. Because a son knows that I have to go through training. Because my enemy will use my weakness to try and get to the kingdom. Have you ever seen... I like watching SWAT movies. Back in the day, I haven't watched in a while, but you know those specialized... They enter a place, there are like 5 people and they kill 5,000 people. Those movies. 5 people, because they have been trained. They can't be seen. For them, when they shoot one shot, it kills 5 people. And when that Chinese shoots 10 shots, it kills no one. Or those days of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he'd come go. Grrr. But these guys, I'm like, how are they shooting and they can't get the guy?
Schwarzenegger commando, nakuba masasi.
And those days we'd watch those movies and go like, yeah. You're like, I wish I was that guy. I just come with my guns. Now. But they have to go through training. Amen. There is a training we need to go through so that the enemy cannot use our weakness against us. Let me tell you one of the biggest weaknesses.
Food.
Because it feeds the flesh. And when your flesh is full and satisfied, can you tell it anything? You live and lie on the floor. You're like, I need this cement to touch the right place because flesh. So when we are fasting, we're killing the flesh. There's a death we are enduring. So that when the tempter comes, we are awake. He's not going to trick us. I don't know what happened in the Garden of Eden. But I have a feeling they were walking around, eating, enjoying, having a blast. God told them, be careful, there's this guy roaming around. But they were there. Oh, this mango, this one. And how did he tempt them? That fruit is good to eat. Like that. And they did what? I'm coming. So twice he says, if you are the Son of God. In verse 3. And even the, I think, verse 6. He says, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. And angels will come and pick you up. Twice he said, if you are the Son of God. Then he realized that this guy knows who he is. So he went to, you worship me. I'll give you all these things. Worship. But because we know that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, we know he is a son of God. You're a son of God. Because you have been adopted. And it is by that spirit that you cry, Abba, Father. But we need to stop living as slaves. All the tests of the enemy started with, if you are the son of God. If we look into your life, we most probably will see the enemy say, are you sure you're a child of God? But if you are the son of God, why are you suffering? Me, I don't want you to suffer. I want you to have everything you need. And then also you listen. You're like, Mama, tell me. If you do this, you can have, I promise, everything. And we? Because we don't know that we already own everything. Are you with me? The tests come to prove if you've learned the lesson. And if you're still alive, you will fail that test. I talked about this earlier, 1 Corinthians 10:23. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. Let's open our Bibles to, here we're reading together, Esther chapter 2, verse 12. We know this story, Esther, right? The story of Esther. The king chased away his wife. Because she refused to obey. And then they called all the virgins. Come. And he would choose who would be queen among them. So, now here they explain that each young woman's turn came. So they brought thousands and thousands of women, virgins. And their turn came. To go into the king's chambers. Remember, we talked about training. They had to complete 12 months of preparation. 12 months. 12 months. 6 months. They were being smeared with oil of myrrh. And 6 months with perfumes. So by the time they went into the king's chambers, the perfume was not just on top, it was deep. Amen? So they beautified them for 12 months to go one night with the king. And that night would determine whether they are named queen. One night. And that is the same thing. We prepare for years for one door to open, that when it opens, we are ready. So don't start complaining and saying, but you see, I have fasted 20 years. No. I am preparing for that one door, that even if it is a window, I will enter that window. 6 months, they were prepared. Now, listen, thus prepared, each young woman went to the king. Here is it. And she was given whatever she desired. Do we see that freedom? Huh? Remember the freedom I talked about? They would enter and there would be all the clothes, the finest linen, all the crowns, the jewelry, everything. And you had the opportunity to choose whatever you desired. Now you show me a lasting son who enters that place and goes like, nyambalechi, ha, this one, this crown and then this one here and the necklace and 10 necklaces and all the rings and this is them walking to the king's chambers. Because they were told, after 12 months, now have anything you want. And they went crazy. Every strand of hair has a diamond on it. It is shining.
As in,
we can't even see who the person is. The eyelashes stop there.
The...
So, now, hear this. In the evening, the woman went in. And in the morning,
kumacha,
they come out concubines.
Neba vayo, ngaba fusenga, beba agadeko.
Because what happens
kumange chibao
is those who went in like that, after they had chosen everything they desired, when they came out, they went and they were given a house there
bayo bange nyumba,
to stay with all their other fellow. Yes. And the king, unless he called you by name, you'd never go back. Let's see what Esther did. Now, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go to the king when her turn came. Yes. She requested nothing.
Taina nachimu cheyasaba.
But what Haggai, the king's eunuch, instructed.
Okujako omukomole.
Now you see, this is where the difference started. This is
where
we separated the sons from the slaves. She knew that Haggai is with the king all the time. Haggai knows what the king wants. Haggai is the one who has prepared the last queen that was. She knew, I will wear only what Haggai tells me. I will walk only the way Haggai tells me. I will put on the linen only Haggai tells me. She was led. And scripture says that when she walked towards the chambers of the king, everybody that looked upon her favored her. She went to find favor with the king, but she found favor with every single person that saw her. Why? She listened to the Holy Spirit. You see, that's the role of the Holy Spirit. He knows what the king wants. He knows the work of the kingdom. But you see, he gives us that liberty and we go in and we do our desire. Instead of pausing and say, I will only wear what the Holy Spirit wants me to wear. We try to impress. And we wear all the wrong things. We do all the wrong things. But Esther entered that king's chamber. And she didn't come out the same way the other women came out. They say when she entered, she found favor. And the next day, she didn't have to leave because the king called a party. She didn't go to the concubine house. She went to the queen's quarters. Because she understood the assignment. I'm not transacting. Because you see, when I become queen, even greater linen and jewelry and crowns shall be mine. But you see, we are looking here. We are short-sighted. We're here going, but you see, I don't have a car. This guy will drive me. But you see, I don't have a house. This one will help me. But you see, I don't have this. This one will help me. No, 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 no. When you impress the king,
hey!
You decide destinies for the entire nation.
Oh, sana wa magenda gensi yonna.
But we are consumed with here.
Na yetu tuwalidwa minebili wanokati.
Munange, kama yamba be yamba.
God helps those who help themselves.
It is not scriptural. which is not there in scripture.
Mbuchawandikibwa techiliyo.
Because if God helped only those who helped themselves, all of you, all of us here,
singa mkamera akola bwacho fena bali wano.
Zero. Esther knew something.
Esther.
And she was led because Hegai is the representative of the Holy Spirit in that story. You're trying too hard. Be led. You wake up in the morning and you say, "Tunonya sente." What?
I'm looking for money.
Tweya tulimu town tunonya sente. You will look until you die. Because money answers, it does not be looked for. You ask the right question and money will answer. The problem is you're asking the wrong questions. So money doesn't know how to answer you. Get the right pattern. Ask the right question. Money will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things. But the enemy has twisted it and we are seeking all these things. We even say, Mukama jidandeka.
God, if I leave me alone,
I'm coming. It is for your house. When I get this, I'll come and give you tithe. Understand. And God is saying, that one I don't want, keep. Because we are transacting. The king loved Esther more than all the other women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the
virgins.
So he set the royal crown. It felt like that happened in one night. He saw her, it's done, bring the crown, put. And one night with the king, that is how it changes your life. Not the other way around. Some of us here, we're going to meet the president. That's the first time you comb your hair, you do everything, you go. You even borrow money to buy a suit. And then you go there and the president doesn't give you anything. And you come back in Amabanja.
But you have debts because you borrowed the suit.
You're like, I'm going to meet the president tomorrow. So, you know. You did the wrong thing. If you had understood what the president needed. And positioned yourself. As someone who can answer the president's question. You don't have to ask him for money. Just be the solution. But you go, Sebo, government at Uyambe, you'll be like, now. Yet you have been adopted. Do you understand? So some women walked into the king's chambers. And in the morning they walked out concubines. One woman walked into that chamber. And she became queen. Who do you want to be today? Count your cost. Amen? Are you a slave or are you a son? So then act like it. If you are a son, act like it. Stop acting like a slave. You're a son. You have an inheritance. You have a kingdom to govern. You have decisions to make. You cannot waste your time. Because you don't have time. Begin to live for the kingdom. How many sons are in the house? After you understand this, I don't need to tell you how to pray. Because I'm supposed to teach you about the spirit of prayer. But I don't want to teach you things that you go and just recite, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." No. I want you to understand your DNA so that when you enter your prayer chamber, you cease to ask for mpe mmere. You cease to ask for a kagato. You cease to ask for a motoka. Because you understand. Your sight has been elevated. You understand that the cars are yours. The shoes are yours. You don't need them. What you need to make decisions about is nations. Father, I thank you for what you are doing right now. Every heart that you have touched, every work that you have done, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you that from today, there will be a marked difference. Your young people will see visions. They will dream dreams. They will be led only by you. Where you go, they will go. Some of you, your life is changing today like never before. Like never before. The things you battled with, you battle with no more. Because the Holy Spirit is going to give you solutions that only He has. There is a brokenness, again, that is being healed. Because many of us are not led because we are hurt. We are in pain. We have wounds. And the Holy Spirit is saying, I am your comforter. I am the one that heals you of every disease, every wound. I heal it right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.